I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we spoke with Rusty Bowers with the historic Vista Theater in downtown Negaunee. He shared an update on how fundraising efforts are going as they are looking to repair and replace the roof, which collapsed on the theater in late August. Through a combination of a GoFundMe account and a can and bottle drive, money is being raised, and here's the latest with Rusty Bowers.
Oh my gosh, I was just in there yesterday where we have most of the cans stored, and it is piles and piles and piles. But we have had people, volunteers, coming in for the last week, and we are getting through it. We need lots of help still. If people want to volunteer and help, it's easy to sort. We need people to go through and just sort and put bottles into beer boxes and put cans into bags. We have clear bags. It's pretty organized. Please come down to the annex. And you can look on Facebook and look up We Can Sort This Out or We Can Save the Vista on Facebook. And there's sign-up pages for volunteer times. We are first... trailer load is going to the first distributor today, so that's pretty exciting.
Very exciting, yeah.
We expect to make at least $15,000 on this can and bottle drive, possibly more, because, I went through yesterday, and oh my gosh, and we've got at least four people I know of, maybe more, that have big, huge piles in their backyard. My canopy in my backyard is completely full.
Well, the response has been as hoped for, I'm sure, Rusty, and this is also an opportunity for you to thank folks if you'd like to take that moment, because the response has been great.
Oh, yes. No, people have been awesome. People have donated so many cans and bottles to us. They've come down and helped sort out. And so many people on the GoFundMe. The GoFundMe is still doing really well. We're over $50,000 on that. But just to know, this whole beginning portion that we're looking for the $100,000, this is just to prepare the building for winter. So just let you know, we're going to need a whole lot more help. And because we have to then in the spring put a roof on the building, we have to get the electrical resorted out because all the electrical went through the roof, so it's all on the floor now. But the problem is with the contractors right now is the roof fell, but it didn't fall completely. There's still one corner that's held up by one big, huge bolt, and that's the problem, is that there's no one willing to commit yet to come in to save this portion. We need to get the debris out, but it's not all debris yet. It's still a corner of the roof is hanging on, and that's what needs to come out. And that's the problem, is that if it falls the wrong way, it could fall into the balcony, it could fall into the wall. We can't do any of the sorting until we actually get, the shoring of the walls, we can't do any of that until we get the debris out. So we're still working on it. Some of the local contractors are really busy with projects that they're already behind on, but we do have a line on somebody from Grand Rapids right now that has done work in Negaunee before, and we're supposed to hear from them today and find out. They might even be here by the end of the week if we can work things out.
What is the word for folks on like you said, with the volunteers? And we know moving forward there's going to be a lot of things going on here, but the now is the important part. And for volunteers with the cans and the GoFundMe, what's the best thing you encourage people to do?
Yeah, the best thing you could do is please come down and help us sort things out. Sort cans, sort bottles into boxes. We've got distributor lists. We've got a lead person each night that's coming in, so there's a person to go to, so we're not, running around like chickens wondering what to do.
Yeah, that's good.
It's organized. We know what we're doing, but it's going to take a while to do this.
Well, also, people can still give to the GoFundMe account, which, how do they find that?
Absolutely. Yeah, please go to vistatheater.org or anywhere on our Facebook page. Look for Vista Theater, Save the Vista Theater. That'll take you right to the GoFundMe page. And please, anything helps, $10, $25. And I met with the architect yesterday, and he looked and he said, this is completely doable. We can save this building. We can fix this. It's a matter of timing and money, but we can do this.
That's Rusty Bowers with the historic Vista Theater in downtown Negaunee. With a look at what's going on in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.